我们开头的时候呢，请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
We begin, let us all read the word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪第五章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
我们先读21节到24节。
Verses
21
to
24. 以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
我们再看创世纪第六章。
Then let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
我们先读第三节。
Let's read verse 3 first.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以到120年。
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
然后我们从第五节读到第九节。
Then go read from verse 5 to 9.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是完全人，挪亚与神同行。
Verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and a perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God.
13节和14节。
Verses 13 and 14。
神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
Verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch.
我们再看阿摩斯书。
And let's turn to
先知阿摩斯书。
The prophet Amos.
阿摩斯书第三章。
The book of Amos, chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse
3. 二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
这里这个同心啊，你看那个英文是讲的 agree, 同意，要同意。
In Chinese says like one heart, but in English it says walk together and agreed.
然后呢，我们再看弥迦书。
And then a book of Micah.
弥迦书第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what do the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马拉基书二章六节。真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 6, The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away.From iniquity.
然后我们看约翰福音第一章。
Then let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
第三十六节和三十七节。
Verses 36 and 37.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
我们最后看启示录。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录。第三章
Chapter 3
第四节
Verse 4
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的他们要穿白衣与我同行因为他们是配得过的
Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments and they shall walk with me in whiteFor they are worthy.
我们这一堂呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹一同交通与神同行。
This time we want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on walking with God.
那么这也是啊，在基督徒属灵经历里面的非常重要的经历。
Again, this is a very important experience in Christian experience.
当然我们知道这个经历呢也是被动中的主动。
Again, we know that this experience is also passively active.
我相信现在弟兄姊妹对这句话不陌生了。
I believe up to now, brothers and sisters are familiar now with this phrase.
我们知道与神啊，这是圣经中在属灵经历上面非常重要的一个原则。
We know that with God, this phrase is a very important spiritual principle.
我们说过，这是得胜的秘诀。
And this is the secret of overcoming.
我们今天都盼望能过得胜的生活。
Today, we all want to have a victorious Christian life.
其实圣经给我们有非常清楚、有简单的一个教导。
And the Bible shows us clearly, and there's a simple teaching.
你要懂得这个与神的这个字的意思。
If you know the meaning of with God,
而在生活中实际的去实行。
And then in your daily life to do it,
那么你就一定可以经历得胜。
Then you would experience overcoming.
这也是我们基督徒啊一生生活成功的一个秘诀。
And this is also the secret of success in our Christian life.
也是基督徒属灵生活正常的秘诀。
And this is also a normal Christian living.
你如果跟神在一起，
If you are with God,
你不可能不正常。
Then it's not possible for you to be not normal.
所以这与神这个词在圣经里面是很宝贵的。
And that's why this phrase with God is very precious.
当然与神同行啊，这是另外一个重要的经历。
Of course, walk with God is another very important experience.
而这个经历呢，特别跟末后的时代啊，还有非常重要的关系。
And this experience is very important in the last days.
我想，如果我们熟悉圣经的话，
If we are very familiar with the Bible,
我们知道有两件事情是我们在末世的时候呢，我们要特别注意。
There are two things that we have to pay special attention in the last days.
一个就是圣徒有活着被提的指望。
The first is the hope of the saints to be raptured.
第二个就是我们知道有审判。
The second is there's going to be judgment.
我们要知道如何能够逃避神的审判。
How do we escape the punishment, the judgment of God?
那么弟兄姊妹们，这两件重要的事情跟与神同行的经历都是有密切的关系。
And these two things is very much related to the experience of walking with God.
我们读圣经时，我们发觉主实在是充满智慧。
When we read the Bible, we know that God is full of wisdom.
他在人类历史的开头的时候呢，他就摆了两个例子在那里告诉我们。
At the beginning of human history, he already showed us two examples.
一个就是以诺，一个就是挪亚。
One is Enoch and the other is Noah.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们记得的话，有一次我和你们一同解释一首的诗歌，曾经把这个简单的和弟兄姊妹说过。
If you remember, I have explained to you a song, and I have, in a simple way, explained it to you guys.
神把以诺的例子放在那里。
God used the example Enoch there.
他就说明了活着被提的意义。
He showed the meaning of being raptured while living.
那么把挪亚的例子放在那里。
And also put the example of Noah there.
就让我们看见我们如何能逃脱末后时代神的大审判。
And show us how we're going to escape the judgment in the last days.
他们两个有共同的经历，就是与神同行。
And the two of them have a similar experience, and that is walk with God.
你看在先祖的时代啊。
You see, in the time of the forefathers,
神就已经把这两个重要的意念放在那里。
God already put these two ideas there.
然后到了圣经的末了的时候，
And then at the end of the Bible,
那么神就再次提醒我们，
And God again reminds us,
我们基督徒有活着被提的指望，
That we have the hope of being raptured while living.
哦，那是极大的荣耀。
That is tremendous glory.
你要知道，你如果能活着被提啊，
If you can be raptured while you're living,
不是光被提到天上而已。
You're not just raptured to the air.
圣经说要被提到宝座上面去。
But you're raptured to the throne.
并且要与主一同作王掌权一千年。
And you are going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹，这是所有圣徒们都可以有的指望。
This is the hope of every saint.
然后我们知道圣经末了告诉我们有一个大的审判将临到地上。
And then at the end of the Bible also tells us there's going to be a great judgment at the end.
圣经也告诉我们我们如何能够逃避神的这个大审判。
And the Bible also tells us how we're going to escape from this judgment.
我个人深深的感觉到啊。
I personally deeply sense this.
这次的新冠病毒啊是一个大的瘟疫。
This COVID-19 is a great pandemic.
主老早预言就告诉我们说呢，这个很可能是灾难的起头。
And this could be the beginning of tribulation.
我们一定要被提醒啊。
We have to be reminded.
这是灾难的起头。
This is the beginning of the tribulation.
这告诉我们是刚刚开始呢。
It's just the beginning.
但是我们看见这个影响已经是非常的大。
But you see the effect is already very great.
如果我们熟悉启示录的话呢。
If we are familiar with the revelation.
我们知道后面所发生的事情是更可怕的。
We know that what happened later on is even worse.
但是神已经预备恩典。
But then the Lord has provided grace.
我们作为神的儿女，我们是可以逃脱这些大审判。
Because as children of God, we can really escape from all this judgment.
那么神就是借着挪亚的故事在提醒我们。
And God through the story of Noah is really reminding us.
所以我们读刚才读到这个创世纪第五第六章。
And so a while ago we read Genesis 5 and 6.
我们看见他们有共同的经历，就是他们与神同行。
We see that they have common experience and that is walking with God.
那么当然了，弟兄姊妹，今天你要与神同行。
And today, if you want to walk with God,
首先是神愿意让我们跟他一起走，对吧
？Firstly, is God is very willing for us to walk with Him.
啊，如果神不愿意你跟他走，你也没办法跟他走。
If God is not willing for us to walk with Him, we cannot walk with Him.
但是神非常希望我们能跟他一起走。
But God really wants us to walk with Him.
所以你要与神同行。
So for you to walk with God.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
那就是你要走神所要走的路。
That means you want to walk the way God wants to walk。
并且呢，你要与神一起走路。
And then you are going to walk with Him on the way。
如果是这样的话
，If that is the case，
当然，首先我们就要怎样呢？放弃自己的路。
That means we have to forego our own way.
如果你不能放弃你自己的路，你怎么能与神一同走路呢？
If you're not willing to forego your own way, how can you walk with God?
所以这里我们有几件重要的事情要首先提醒的。
So there are a few important things that we have to be reminded of.
我们曾经讲过啊，我们人呢很容易偏行己路。
We have said before that it is very easy for us to go astray.
我们这些堕落的人呢，我们都是以自己为中心的。
We who are fallen, we are all very self-centered.
啊，我们很有自己的意见的。
We have our own opinions.
我们喜欢走自己的路。
And we want to walk our own way.
如果我们走自己的路，你怎么与神同行呢？
Now, if you're walking your own way, how can you walk with God?
所以呢，第一个你需要放弃你自己的道路。
And so the first thing is to forego your own way.
我们要对神说，神啊，我们没有路，我们愿意走你的路。
We have to say to the Lord, we don't have our own way, we only have your way.
所以呢，我们人的这个己必须把它钉在十字架上。
And that's why the self has to be crucified.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹们交通过啊，我们人的己就是我们人的魂呢。
I've fellowshiped before with brothers and sisters that the self is our soul.
这个堕落的魂呢、啊，是一个有很大影响力的一个东西。
This fallen soul has great influence.
它的主意是非常强的。
It has a very great opinion.
所以呢，今天呢，我们必须要让我们的魂，那么被致死。
That is why today we have to put to death this soulish thing.
所以一个人如果不舍己，就没有办法与神同行。
So if you're not gonna deny yourself, then you cannot walk with God.
所以呢，如果今天你走自己的路，定规你就走错了。
If you walk your own way, then you are on the wrong way.
当然，我们走自己的路不行。
Of course, we cannot walk our own way.
那我们走别人的路可不可以呢？
Now, how about if we walk others' way?
我们能看见教会历史上啊。
We can see from church history.
很多弟兄姊妹他没有走自己，他走别人的路。
Many brothers and sisters, they don't walk their own way, but they walk in the way of others.
啊。我想我们在属灵世上不可否认的，有很多时候神借着很多有恩赐的人、有能力的人帮助我们。
We cannot deny that many times God used people with abilities and gifts to help us.
哎，有很多人得到他们的帮助呢，就跟着他们走了。
And then because some people are helped by them, then they follow them.
是不是这样呢？
Is that the case?
你看在今天基督教里面多少的团体啊，都是跟着一些人走的。
We see in Christianity that many groups, they follow men.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以从神所使用的人得到属灵的帮助。
We can get help, spiritual help from people used by God.
但是你必须坚定你是与神同行。
But you have to be firm that you are walking with God.
我们知道保罗在世的时候，
We know when Paul was still living.
因为他有很大的启示，
Because he has a great ministry.
他也侍奉主有很大的能力，
And he is serving God with great strength.
所以很多基督徒佩服他，
And so many Christians looked up to him.
因此他们就效法保罗。
And so they start to imitate him.
保罗就对他们说啊。
And then Paul said to them,
你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
You have to imitate me like how I imitate Christ.
你看他总是把人呢引到基督那去。
You see, he always leads men to Christ.
他不要人跟从他。
He does not want men to follow him.
或者我这样说啊，
Or maybe I should say this way.
即使今天如果保罗在世的话，
Let's say if Paul is still living today.
你跟保罗在一起，
And you are with Paul.
你还是要与神同行。
You still have to walk with God.
啊，弟兄姊妹能明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean, brothers and sisters?
我们不否认我们可以从很多人得帮助。
We don't deny. We can get help from many people.
但是我们不是跟从这些人的。
But we do not follow this man.
我们是与主同行的。
We walk with God.
你看保罗在初期的时候，当他写加拉太书，他就说明得很清楚。
At the beginning, when Paul wrote the book of Galatians,
他说呢，一开头讲我不受人的影响。
He said that.I'm not influenced or affected by men.
我的启示是从主耶稣基督直接来的。
My revelation comes directly from Christ.
他甚至讲了这样的话， 他说那些有名望的人并没有加添我什么。
And then he even said that those who are renowned that doesn't add anything to me.
这听起来好像很骄傲啊。
When you hear this, you feel, oh, he's some kind of proud.
如果今天有个年轻人对我们说，地上没有人能帮助我。
If a young person come and say, well, here on earth, not, nobody can help me.
哦，我曾经听见有弟兄这样说的。
There's really brothers saying that before.
他说现在啊，最能帮助我的就是尼托森·史百克这个宾路易师母。
He said that, you know, now the one who can, ones who can help me most are Brother Nee, Brother Spark, and Sister Jessica Lewis.
哇，听起来真的是好像他这个是属灵的程度高到一个地步啊，这个你们都不能帮助我。
And it seems like his spiritual condition is so high that nobody can help him.
啊，保罗的意思不是这个。
But this is not...What Paul means.
保罗的意思是叫我们要永远与神同行。
What Paul meant was we have to always walk with God.
我们知道在历史上，教会历史上，很多人跟从人到最后就走错路。
We know that in the church history, many people follow men, and in the end, they walk the wrong way.
我最记得有一次有个弟兄和我交通时，我印象深刻。
I remember one time a brother fellowship with me, and this was it's very deep in me.
他说我年轻时候佩服一个年长的弟兄，佩服得不得了，我把我的一生都交给他。
He said that when I was young, I really admired this elder brother, and I gave over my life to him.
但是他说啊，弟兄你知道吧？二十年之后啊，我发现我错了。
And then he said, but you know what? After 20 years, I realized I was wrong.
他说我后悔了。
I regret.
但是他说呢，我一生中间呢，那个最宝贵的那二十年呢，全部浪费了。
But then the most precious 20 years is now wasted.
因为是他年轻的时候，是他精力最旺盛的时候。
Because that was when he was young, when, Things were strong.
他那天跟我讲到这个时候，我看见他的脸呢，满脸都是痛苦。
That day when he told me that, his face was full of pain.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
圣经从来没有叫我们跟从任何人。
The Bible never tells us to follow any man.
我们只能跟从神，跟从主耶稣。
We can only follow God, follow the Lord Jesus.
所以今天你要与神同行。
So today, to walk with God.
自己的路不能走的。
You cannot walk your own way.
别人的路也不能走的。
You cannot walk other people's way.
当然今天有很多弟兄姊妹爱主，他们走在主的路上。
It's true, there are many who love the Lord, brothers and sisters, and they walk in the way of the Lord.
他们与神同行。
They walk with the Lord.
我们呢也与他与神同行。
We walk with the Lord.
所以我们就走在一条路上。
And that's why we're on the same way.
这个是对的。
This is the correct way.
当然自己的路不能走，别人的路不要走。
We cannot walk our own way. We cannot walk the way of other people.
世界的路更不能走。
And all the more, we cannot walk the way of the world.
今天我们活在这个世界中，我们看见太多的人事物影响我们。
Today we live in this world, and we know that this world influences us so much.
我们也看见多少人把世界的经验、世界的智慧、世界的方法摆在教会里面。
Many people use their world experience, world knowledge, world wisdom, and put it in the church.
所以今天我们看见地上的基督教变得非常的世界化了。
And that's why Christianity becomes worldly.
这个是我们需要被提醒，需要受警惕。
We have to be reminded and be alert about this.
当然还有一个情况呢，那个魔鬼的路更不能走啊。
And all the more, the way of Satan, we cannot walk on that.
哎呀，我们看见今天我们所处的时代。
Today in this generation.
多少青年弟兄，青年人呢，跟着魔鬼走。
Many young people follow the way of the devil.
从前呢，我们有很多事情提起来都是很羞耻的。
In the past, many things that are shameful.
现在人呢，他没有这个羞耻感，他用自己的羞耻当作荣耀。
Today, they don't feel ashamed of those things. They use shameful things, but think they are glorious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天你要与神同行。
So today, brothers and sisters, if you want to walk with God,
这些我们必须要清楚，必须要受警惕。
We have to be clear. We need to be warned.
我们感谢神在旧约那么早期做神就给我们有两个好的榜样。
We're so thankful that so early the Lord has already provided two examples.
我们看看以诺，他能够与神同行三百年。
We see that Enoch can walk with God for 300 years.
这以诺是什么人呢？
Who is Enoch?
圣经没有记载他有多大的恩赐，能做多好的事，对吧？
The Bible did not say Enoch is very gifted or can do great things.
也许他就是一个像我们普通的一个弟兄姊妹一样。
Maybe he's a very common brothers and sister like one of us.
不，那么他呢？65岁以前
，and before he was 65 years old.
他可能跟我们一样糊里糊涂的过日子，
但
不一定是糊里糊涂了，可能他有敬畏主的心啊。
Well, maybe he honored God, but he's just like that.
但是至少的圣经记载，65岁以前没什么事情发生。
But there was nothing recorded, you know, before his 65th year of age.
哎，到了他65岁的时候。
But at 65 years,
他的妻子生了一个儿子。
They had a child.
他给他起名叫马土沙拉。
And the child was named Methuselah.
我们知道马土沙拉呢，是全本圣经里面活着最久的一个人。
We know that Methuselah lived the longest, in the whole Bible.
他活了969岁。
He lived 969 years.
哦，几乎要1000年了。
Almost 1000 years.
那很奇妙，就是这个孩子出生的时候呢，以诺65岁，他里面开始有一个大的觉醒。
After this child was born, Enoch had a great awakening.
我们很多解经的人呢都说呢，因为可能是这个马土沙拉的情况叫他里面受警惕。
Many Bible expositors said that it is because of Methuselah that caused the great awakening.
因为马土沙拉死的那一年就是神用洪水灭世的那个时候。
Because the year that Methuselah died is the year of the flood.
大多数解经的人都是这么说的。
Most Bible expositors said like so.
因为马土沙拉一生出来，好像这个以诺就感觉到了那个未来的日子神有审判。
Because after Methuselah was born, immediately Enoch sensed the judgment that's coming.
但是我里面一个感觉，这未免太远了吧。
But inside of me, I felt this is so far off.
900多年以后要发生的事情，对一个人会产生这么大的一个冲击吗
？Something that would happen, you know, 900 years after would have such great effect on a person?
那么等我们读到这个读到犹大书的时候，新约犹大书的时候。
When we read the book of Jude,
我们会看见在那里讲到亚当的七世孙以诺啊，他会说预言。
We see that Enoch can speak prophecy.
这预言的意思就是它里面有先知的灵。
When he can prophesy, he has the spirit of a prophet.
那么这一句话的意思就告诉我们说呢，以诺里面灵的光景是敏锐的，是清楚的。
It is telling us the condition of his spirit is clear and sensitive.
我想这个恐怕才是最主要的原因。
Probably this is the main reason.
你看我们很多历史上很多人都生孩子，生了孩子也不可能会产生这么大的一个冲击吧。
Many people have children and giving birth would not cause such great effect.
因为这个觉醒呢是灵里面的故事。
Because this awakening is a story of the spirit.
所以这对我们是一个重要的提醒。
And that's why this is an important reminder for us.
要你维持灵里面的敏锐，维持灵里面的清楚。
We need to maintain this sensitive spirit and this clear spirit.
神可以用你生活中的最小的事情，那么就可以使你醒悟。
The Lord can use the smallest thing in your life to awaken you.
我觉得这个才是最主要的一个原因。
I think this is the most important reason.
所以弟兄姊妹，你只要维持灵里面的警醒，灵里面的清洁和敏锐。
If you have an alert spirit and a clear spirit,
神可以用你生活中最小的事情对你说话。
Then the Lord can use the smallest thing in your life to speak to you.
在教会历史上，我们看见许多弟兄姊妹都在这个经历里面。
In church history, we see a lot of brothers and sisters in this experience.
所以以诺告诉我们，基督徒需要维持灵里面的光景的正常。
And that's why Enoch says to us, we need to maintain a normal spiritual condition.
我们都说过了，你的魂必须受对付，你的灵才得释放。
We always say your soul has to be dealt with so that your spirit will be normal.
所以今天在这幕后的时代，我们要维持灵里面的光景的明亮，非常的重要。
If we want to have a bright condition in our spirit,
我们呢，今天呢，我前面已经讲过，今天呢，我们很多时候。我们的灵里面的光景是很低沉的。
Many times we find that within our spirit is very low.
尤其今天我们所处的时代有一个非常可怕的现象。
And this age is a very scary one.
好像圣徒和教会都在昏睡，都在沉睡的光景中。
It seems that the saint and the church are all sleeping.
我们里面不清楚。
We're not clear within.
这个世界呢，好像也把我们弄得昏昏沉沉的，好像都在睡觉。
And the world also made us kind of in a sleeping state.
所以我们需要主特别的恩典。
And so we need special grace from the Lord.
在这样一个时刻。
At this moment,
要保持我们灵里面光景的明亮。
We need to maintain a brightness in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是与神同行的一个重要的一个条件。
This is an important condition in walking with God.
所以你看，以诺在65岁的时候，他灵里面得到一个大的冲击。一个大的觉醒醒悟。
And so, at the age of 65, In his spirit, Enoch had a great awakening.
我们能看见这个影响是非常的强的。
And we know that this is a great influence.
叫他生活中有个彻底的改变。
It caused a deep change in his life.
他能够与神同行300年呢。
From then on, he can walk with the Lord for 300 years.
我讲过他不是光是参加一个奉新会啊，给他们这个一下激起来之后，那么行走了几个礼拜就没有了。
It's not like he went to a revival meeting and then was able to walk for a few weeks and then after that he can't.
弟兄姊妹，300年是什么意思啊？
What does 300 years mean?
那么就是长期的，对不对？
It means it's for a long haul.
或者我们能用另外一些话来解释，就是它变成生活的，变成生活的。
Or we can use another word that this is his living.
用我们现在的话来讲，就变成一种常态的常态。
And then, in today's language, this becomes like his normal way of living.
在属灵的生活上。
In our spiritual life.
如果我们有一些的经历啊。
If we have certain experience,
能够变成了一种稳定的一种经历，那多么宝贵啊，对不对？
That experience can become a stable type of experience, then it's so precious.
你看见神在以诺里面灵里面所做这件事情带来的那个影响力是多么的强烈。
What the Lord did in the spirit of Enoch has great influence and it's strong.
300年
For 300 years.
生儿育女就在家庭的生活里。
He still has other kids. He's having a family life.
那么与神同行。
But then he walked with God.
所以呢到最后呢神就把他驱走。他是头一个不见死而被驱走的人。
And then God took him while he was living. He's the first one who was raptured.
那么也可以说就是活着被提了，对吧？
Yes, and we can say that he was raptured while he was living.
在希伯来书里面啊。
In the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书11:5那里说到。
Hebrews 11:5 it says.
他说他被取去之间呢。已经得着神喜悦的名证。
It says that even when God took him, even before he took him, he had this testimony and he pleased God.
他还没有被提啊，他里面已经知道神喜悦，喜欢他了。
See, even before he was raptured, he already knows he pleased God.
哇，这多么的宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹有这样的感觉呢？
How many of us brothers and sisters have this feeling?
那么什么是以诺得神喜悦的明证呢？
Now, what is the proof that he pleased God?
现在我们很清楚。
Now we know.
就是一件事。
It's one thing.
以诺与神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
圣经中啊记载以诺的故事很简单。
The Bible, record of Enoch's story is very simple.
但是他是人类历史上第一个活着被提的人。
But he is the first one in human history who was raptured while he was living.
所以他的经历就告诉我们。
And his experience tells us.
你想要活着被提。
If you want to be raptured while you're living,
你只要做一件事就可以了。
You need to do one thing.
与神同行。
And that is walk with God.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够把主的话能够牢记在心。
I hope brothers and sisters can remember the word of the Lord in your heart.
因为我们今天正是来到人类历史的最尾端的时候。
Because today we have come to the end of human history.
我们年长的弟兄一再提醒我们啊。
Our elderly brother kept reminding us.
这个活着被提是随时会发生的。
To be raptured while living can happen any time.
弟兄姊妹们，不要失去这个福分。
Brothers and sisters, don't miss this blessing.
那么不仅有这个以诺给我们做了一个好的榜样。
Not only is Enoch our good example.
告诉我们说呢，这个与神同行可以活着被提。
Telling us that walking with God can lead to being raptured while living.
那么神又用另外一个人物做另外一个榜样提醒我们。
God used another character to show us another example.
就是挪亚。他也是一个与神同行的人。
Similarly, Noah also walked with God.
那么挪亚呢？因为他与神同行，他不仅个人蒙恩，他的全家蒙恩。
In Noah's case, when he walked with God, not only he benefited, but the whole household benefited too.
圣经记载挪亚的时代。是一个多么邪恶、黑暗、可怕的时代。
Noah's day is very evil.
那个时候，圣经记载说呢，人终日所思想的都是恶。
Because all that men think about are evil things.
那么地上呢，充满了血气。
And the whole world is full of flesh.
人都变成肉体。
Man became flesh.
所以你知道那个环境是非常可怕的。
And so we see a very dire, scary circumstance at that time.
所以马太福音主耶稣预言讲到人子的日子就跟挪亚日子是一样的。
And that's why in Matthew the Lord prophesied that the days of the Son of Man is like the days of Noah.
这就提醒我们，今天我们正处在这么一个可怕的时代里面。
And today we are in this situation, in this scary situation.
我们深深的感觉到，今天我们所处的时代啊，人的心思意念中的恶，这是越来越厉害。
Today's times, man's thoughts are full of evil, and it's getting worse.
我们能感觉到在一个国家里面从最高当权的到底下的小老百姓人人心思中都是恶。
We can see that in a country from the head of the state up to common people all the thoughts are evil.
所以我们要被提醒啊。
That's why we need to be reminded.
今天我们要基督徒首先学会保守自己的心思。
We Christians, we need to keep our mind, our thoughts.
我们需要一个健全的心思。
We need to have a pure mind.
Sound mind.
Sound mind.
我们需要一个 sound mind, 需要一个健全的心思。
We need to have a sound mind.
撒旦用各样各样的事物，各样败坏事物在污染人的心思。
Because Satan is using anything to corrupt the mind.
哦，这是一个非常可怕的时代。
This is a very scary generation.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
挪亚是个义人。
Noah is a righteous person.
他是个行义的人。
He is one who do righteousness.
我们都知道，我们一蒙恩得救之后呢，我们每个弟兄姊妹都是义人。
We know that.After we're saved, we are considered righteous.
神已经把我们摆在称义的地位上，对吧？
Because he has placed us in the position of the righteous one.
但是挪亚也是一个完全人。
But Noah is also perfect.
今天呢，我们提到这个完全的时候，我们知道神所要求的，我们有一个完全的心智。
What the Lord requires of us is that we have a perfect heart for Him.
所以挪亚与神同行。
so we see Noah walk with God.
所以我们知道，因为神爱他，神就给他一个重要的启示。
Because the Lord loves him, so the Lord gave him an important revelation.
那么，这个神所给他的那个启示，叫挪亚心里动了敬畏主、敬畏的心。
This revelation that was given to him led him to fear God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要过分别为圣的生活。
So today, brothers and sisters, we have to live a separated, holy life.
那么我们首先需要敬畏神。
First of all, we have to fear God.
我们也能感觉到今天这个世代啊，人是不敬畏神的。
We know this age, people do not fear God.
更可怕是在教会里面也失去了敬畏神的心。
And even in the church, the fear of God has been lost.
这是非常严重的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
所以求主让我们能够心中存着敬畏，活在神的跟前。
May we fear God and live before Him.
那我们知道，神给他一个启示，叫他建造方舟。
The Lord gave him a revelation and want him to build an ark.
那么神也给他很长的时间来建造这个方舟。
And the Lord gave him a long time to build the ark.
那么我们应当注意的就是，现在他们建造方舟的不是挪亚一个人建造。是他的全家都在那里建造。
We should take note that Noah is not building the ark himself, but the whole family is building the ark.
啊，挪亚带着他的妻子和他的儿女们啊，那么一家八口在那里一同建造。
Noah with his wife and the sons and eight people and the daughter-in-law all were building.
啊，他有三个儿子对吧
？Three sons.
感谢神，挪亚有非常好的家庭的一个见证。
Noah has a very good family testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要为着自己的家祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we have to pray for our family.
你们如果有儿女的人，更需要多多的为儿女祷告。
If you have children, you have to pray a lot for your children.
你自己敬畏，你要让你的儿女们也敬畏。
You yourself fear God, you have to pray that your children fear God too.
非常重要。
It's very important.
那么我们从圣经里面都知道，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
We know that our children are an inheritance from the Lord.
那是神的产业，托付给你，要看你怎么好好的经营啊。
This is an inheritance from the Lord, and then.Put in your hand. How are you going to manage this?
有一天你要到审判台前，你要交账。
One day, you will have to give an account in front of the judgment seat.
我这几十年过来，我里面深深的有个感觉。
After all these years, I have this deep feeling.
儿女受父母的影响是非常的厉害。
Children are greatly influenced by their parents.
所以做父母的人责任非常的大。
And so as parents, you have great responsibility.
愿我们都能像挪亚一样。
May we be like Noah.
全家一同蒙恩在主的跟前。
That the whole family will be saved by His grace.
我们求主让我们脱离世人的那种的观念。
That we can be rid of the perspective of the world.
啊，我孩子年轻小的时候呢，我跟我姊妹两个相互勉励。
When our kids were small, my wife and I, we encouraged each other.
我们说，我就说我定下几个简单的原则。
I set down a few important principles.
一个，我们的孩子一定要爱主。
First, our kids have to love the Lord.
一定要爱主。
Have to love the Lord.
那么第二个要叫他正常的为人做人。
Second is to be a normal person.
第三个，神给他多少的智慧，他能做多少的事情，让他自由的发展。
How much wisdom the Lord gives to them, they can, pursue that.
我们不能像很多中国人家庭一样，给孩子很多压力，一直叫他要有成就，要做什么，结果到最后很多都失败。
We cannot be like many Chinese who put pressure on their kids to do stuff, to be successful, and then later on they fail.
弟兄姊妹，我们小的儿子小的时候啊，
When my younger son was young,
我们只要一有聚会的时候，
When there's a meeting,
我们总是把孩子们他们外面的活动都把它停下来。
We will always stop their outside activity.
你要养成他们对神的敬畏。
You need to let them know to fear God.
还有你们要天天为着孩子们祷告。
And then every day pray for your children.
所以你看挪亚的一家多么美丽的见证。
And so you see such a beautiful testimony of the family of Noah.
他们全家一同在这里建造方舟。
The whole family together is building the ark.
我们知道那个方舟就是预表基督的。
We know that the ark represents Christ.
因为他要建那个方舟啊，那个方舟像个大的，不是个船的，像个大盒子一样的。
The ark, it looks like a big box.
那么要摆那么多的动物在里面，那个是非常大的。
To have so many animals in there, that ark has to be very big.
他们也没有现在人的技术，对不对
？And they don't have modern technology.
所以呢，那个大的方舟啊，挪亚建了多久？建了120年。
And it took 120 years for Noah to build that ark.
他们是一点一点的在那里开始建造。
What they did was little by little they managed to build the whole ark.
以诺与神同行300年不容易。
Enoch to be walking with God for 300 years is not easy.
挪亚带着他的全家120年建造方舟，我感觉更不容易。
And for Noah to bring his whole family building the ark for 120 years is even harder.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 感谢主，他们以基督为中心。
Thank the Lord that they are Christ-centered.
他们在生活中一点一点的增加基督。
Slowly, one by bit, they increase Christ.
只等基督成型在他们里面。
Until Christ was formed in them.
这个是有需要非常大的忍耐。
This requires a lot of patience.
这是长时间的一个工作。
And this is a long-term work.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个建造方舟成了挪亚一家的生活。
This building of the ark become their Noah's family's life.
也成了一个常态。
And this become their normal situation.
我们知道在那个时候啊，在地上神还没有下过雨呢。
We know at that time, there was no rain, never rain in the earth.
所以挪亚到处去传道，告诉他们说，再过若干年，神要用洪水灭世，天要降大雨。
And so Noah was preaching everywhere that there's going to be rain, there's going to be a flood.
人人都嘲笑他，哪有可能呢
？Everybody was laughing at him. How can that be?
哇，就像我们今天西雅图的天气一样。
Like the weather we have here in Seattle today.
哇，万里无云呐、啊，这个阳光啊普照，你看外面的看起来，漂亮的不得了。
It was beautiful. There was no cloud. It was very sunny.
你说什么神要审判这个世界了？有什么要用洪水了？哪有事
？And then you come and say, "Well, God is going to judge. The world is going to be flooding. Who's going to believe that?"
感谢神给他们有无限的忍耐。
Thank the Lord that they persevered.
记住主的话。
They remember the word of God.
马太福音里面主告诉我们。
In Matthew, the Lord tells us,
忍耐到底的就必得救。
Those who endure to the end shall be saved.
所以我们需要坚持。
And so, we have to be firm.
挪亚用120年的时间建造方舟。
Noah used 120 years to build the ark.
带领他的全家逃脱了神的大审判。
And together with his whole family, he escaped the judgment of God.
所以这是何等重大的一个启示。
This is the great revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，在末后的时代。
So in the end times,
两件事情是我们特别要注意的。
There are two things that we have to pay attention to.
第一个就是被提的事情。
One is to be raptured alive.
第二个就是审判的事情。
The second is judgment.
神爱我们，他事先就已经告诉我们。
The Lord loves us. He tells us in advance.
如果我们听见了，我们不在意。
If we hear it, but we don't really care.
那么，将来你只好自己负责。
Then you will have to be responsible when it comes.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
与神同行的生活是多么的重要。
A life that walks with God is so important.
所以我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
旧约在挪亚以后，我们看见神还用许多先知们的话来鼓舞我们。
We know in the Old Testament, after Noah, the Lord still used a lot of prophets to encourage us.
那么在阿摩斯书那里告诉我们，二人若不同心，岂能与神，岂能同行呢？
In Amos, it says that if two walk together, except they be agreed.
啊，这里告诉我们呢，要与神同行，你必须与神同心。
It says that if you want to walk with God, you have to agree with Him.
这个英文比较翻得清楚啊，我们中文翻得同心，英文是 agree 是同意，神只要你同意就可以了。
All that God wants is that you agree with Him.
因为这是神给我们的尊重。
Because God respects us.
他尊重你的选择。
He respects your choice.
神说我要走了。你同意跟我一起走吗？
The Lord said, I'm walking. Do you agree? You want to walk with me?
弟兄姊妹，你同意吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you agree?
啊，你同意吗？
Do you agree?
感谢主人点头啊，非常好，同意，我们要同意。Yeah.
Thank the Lord, people are nodding their heads.
啊，我们同意神所定规的路。同意愿意跟他一起走。
We agree to the way that is set by God, and we agree to walk with Him.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以很多基督徒啊，神说听得到，说神的道路是这样，他不同意，不同意也没办法，对吧？
Many Christians, you say this is the way of the Lord, but they do not agree.
那我们看见哈，这个。先知弥迦呢，他也鼓舞我们。
Then the prophet Micah also encouraged us.
他那句很有名的话呢，好像对着世人说的啊。
This famous word of his, as if it's spoken to people in the world.
当然，那个时候他其实是呼吁当时神的百姓。
At that time, he's calling on the people of God.
他讲了三件重要的事情。
He talked of three important things.
那神要我们做什么呢？
What does God require of us?
神要我们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与他同行。
He said that God wants us to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk
humbly. 那么这几件事情呢？对不起，这几件事情呢，也是我们今天呢，与神同行需要注意的事情。
These three things are things we need to pay attention to when we walk with God today.
你要与神同行，你需要行公义。
If you want to walk with God, you have to do justly.
基督徒必须行义。
We have to do righteousness.
我们不该说的话不要说。
Things that we should not say, we should refrain from saying.
不该做的事情不要做。
Things that we should not do, we have to stop doing.
不该拿的钱不要拿。
Money that is not, belong to us, we should not touch.
不应该得的名声，你不要想着去得。
A name or status that is not supposed to be ours, don't try to get it.
生活中要行义，非常的重要。
Do justly in your life.
在教会的生活里面。
And in the church.
要公平，要公正。
There should be, equality and just.
我们对所有的弟兄姊妹都是一样的。
We should treat every brother and sister the same way.
我们不是特别偏袒什么人。
We cannot play favorites.
行义非常的重要。
Do justly is important.
然后呢，好怜悯。
And then to love mercy.
就是呢，要有同情心啊。
We need to be merciful, to empathize.
Sympathy.
You have to empathize.
对，那么有怜悯，同情，有同情别人的心。
Be merciful and sympathize.
这也是非常重要的。
This is also very important.
然后呢，存谦卑的心与神同行。
And then walk humbly with God.
不要有高傲的思想。
Don't have prideful thoughts.
一个高傲的人是没有办法与神同行的。
A proud person cannot walk with God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看见弥迦也在这里呼喊。
Again, we see Micah also calling out.
那么最后呢，我们看见在马拉基书的时候。
And then in Malachi.
马拉基啊，神特别呼向着什么？向着那些祭司们来呼喊。
Malachi is calling out to the priests.
神要这些祭司们与神同行。
God wants the priest to also walk with him.
我们知道在新约时代中，我们每个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
We know in the New Testament time, each and every one of us brothers and sisters are priests.
神要他们呢，以平安和正直与神同行。
God wants them to walk with God with peace and righteousness.
哎呀，我一直感觉哈，圣徒里面的安息啊，是非常重要的一件事情。
I feel that the restfulness of saints is very important.
这几年我常常提醒自己，提醒弟兄姊妹。
I always tell myself and also brothers and sisters.
在侍奉上。
In our service.
如果你不安息。
If you are not restful,
就说明工作抓在你手里。
Then it means that you have the work in your hands.
如果你里面安息。
If you are resting within,
就说明工作抓在神手里。
Then the work lies in the hand of God.
弟兄姊妹听懂我所说的话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what I'm saying?
跟随神。
If you're following the Lord, you need to be at rest within.
其实在你的家庭生活、事业生活里面是同样的。
It's the same way in your family life or in your career.
我们要让神来负一切的责任。
We have to let God be responsible for everything.
那么你就必须里面有安息。
Then you can be at rest within.
我们相信他。
We believe in him.
我们信任他 ，trust him.
We trust him.
那并且呢，在这里也告诉我们，这些利未人呢，他们要怎么样呢？要用正直与神同行。
And then the Levites, they have to follow the Lord in righteousness.
绝对不要走弯曲的道路。
They cannot go the crooked way.
今天呢，我们只有跟着里面的生命，跟着圣灵的引导，你才能走直路。
Only when you follow the Holy Spirit, then you can walk the right way.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is an important thing.
刚才我们读到启示录第三章那里。
A while ago, we read Revelation chapter 3.
我们看见神对撒迪的教会 有一些话。
We see that the Lord has word for the church in Sardis.
神说呢，你们中间有几个人呢，他们是这个穿白衣与我同行的。
He said that there are a few names among you that walk with me in white garments.
我们知道当时撒迪教会的光景是非常不好的。
We know that the condition of the church in Sardis is not good at all.
神责备他们说什么呢？
What did God rebuke them for?
他说呢，你们的行为按明是活的，其实是死的。
He said that, you have a name that liveth, but you are dead.
你们的行为在我面前没有一样是完全的。
And I have not found your work perfect before God.
那么主说我来像贼一样。
And the Lord said, I come as a thief.
因为什么？在你们中间还有几个人呢，还不错，他们呢没有污秽自己，那么穿白衣与神同行，与主同行。
Because there are a few names among you that have not defiled their garments, and they walk with me in white.
那什么是白衣呢？
What is a white garment?
这就是祭司的礼服，对不对？
This is what the priests wear.
他们是穿祭司的礼服。
This people are wearing the garment of the priest.
那么启示录特别告诉我们，他们的白衣服啊，所以白是因为主的血把他们洗白净。
And Revelation tells us it is white, it's because it has been washed by the blood of Christ.
所以今天我们的新约的祭司们。
So in the New Testament, we are priests.
我们需要穿白衣与神同行。
We have to wear white garments and walk with God.
我们的行为必须让主的血把它洗得洁白。
Our works have to be cleansed by the blood to become white.
所以主说他们这几个人因为穿白衣与我同行的，所以他们是配得过的，他们可以得有得胜的经历。
And because they walk with me in white, they are worthy. They have overcoming experience.
那我们在启示录里面还读到啊。
And then we also read in the book of Revelation.
在启示录第十九章讲到那个羔羊的心腹。
And when in chapter 19 and talk about the bride of the lamb.
他的礼服也是洁白的细麻衣。
Same thing. They wear fine white linen.
所以教会今天呢，什么是他的礼服呢？其实就是祭司的白衣。
So what is the garment of the church today? It is the white garment of the priest.
所以我们要维持教会的纯洁。
So to maintain the purity of the church.
让所有一些的罪恶、一些败坏的事物都能够被主的血洗得洁净。
That all sinfulness and corruptness has to be washed away by the blood of our Lord.
所以我们可以说呢，你看见啊，在启示录里面那些话呢，好像响应了马拉基最后神的那个呼召一样。
And so we can see that the word in Revelation corresponds to the calling in the book of Malachi.
这些呢，都是告诉我们要与神同行，我们必须要。明白需要知道的事情。
All this tells us things that we have to understand to walk with God.
那么到了新约时代啊。
Now in the New Testament time,
我们晓得这个与神同行呢，实际的意义就是跟从主。
So the real meaning of walk with God is to follow the Lord.
所以在四福音书里面。
And so in the four gospel,
我们看见门徒们是跟从主的一般人。
We see that the disciples are those who follow the Lord.
他们跟这个与神同行的经历就显在他们跟随主的经历上面。
So the experience of walking with God is shown forth in their following the Lord.
他们与主一同生活，与主同行。
They have their daily life with the Lord, and they walk with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们在一个约翰福音啊，约翰福音这个第六章的里面。
In John chapter 6,
我们看见主耶稣那么来到了加百农。
We see that the Lord came to Capernaum.
主在会堂里面呢跟他们讲了一段话，他们是不能明白的。
In the synagogue, he said to them, but they couldn't understand.
主说我就是天上降下来的粮。
He said that I am the bread coming down from heaven.
这个叫他们已经是不能明白了。
They couldn't understand this.
然后呢，主又说呢，我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
And then he said, my flesh can be eaten and my blood you can drink.
这些呢，叫那些跟从他的人更是听不懂。
This is even harder for those who follow him to understand.
因此圣经就说呢，很多人听了这话说，这话甚难的，谁能听得懂呢？
And so many said, these words are hard. Who can understand them?
就是你想想看，对天然人来讲，这根本是完全没办法明白的事，对不对？
Truly, for natural men, no one can understand this.
如果当日我们在场的话，我们根本也听不懂。
If we were there, probably we can't understand either.
并且讲这个太奇怪了，这个话。
What a strange saying.
所以圣经说呢，因此有很多人退去，就不再与他同行。
And that's why many went back and walked with him no more.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主做事跟人做事不一样。
Brothers and sisters, we see that the Lord's work is very different from man.
因为我们的主是真理。
Because our Lord is truth.
虽然那些话他们不能懂，但主还是讲给他们听。
Even though they cannot understand those words, the Lord still say it to them.
哇，如果是我们的话呢？
If it were us,
我们看见已经这么多人跟从了，对不对啊？
We see, wow, there's so many following already.
我们一定要讲一点好话，叫他们呢更多的来跟从，对吧？
We must say something good so that more will come and follow.
好像从表面上看见了，主好像不喜欢他们太多人跟从一样。
From the surface,as if the Lord doesn't want them to follow him.
你为什么讲这些东西？
Why do you have to say such thing, Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候侍奉神呢不容易。
Sometimes serving the Lord is hard.
好多年前我在西雅图碰见有一个姊妹。
In Seattle, I met a sister.
因为她每次听我讲到是讲到神的旨意啊，讲到这些什么十字架的经历这些啊。
Because every time she hears me, I'm speaking about the purpose of God or the cross.
所以她有一天好心的跟我讲。
And so, one day, out of her good heart, she came and talked to me.
圣弟兄啊，你不能老讲这些。
Brother son, you cannot keep talking about these things.
你一讲这些啊，很多人恐怕就跑掉了，以后不来了。
If you continue to talk about this thing, maybe a lot of people will leave and not come back.
那么我就跟他们讲了，我说呢，我就跟他讲，我说没关系，主叫我说什么我就说什么。
And I said, it's okay. Whatever the Lord tells me to speak on, that's what I will say.
我不在乎人多人少。
I'm not particular about many people being a lot or not many.
结果我越讲人越多了。
But the more I say this, the numbers increased.
所以后来他也不讲话。
And so then she kept silent.
不过呢，我很惭愧啊。
Then I'm very sorry.
因为主一讲，很多人就走掉了。我一讲，人更多了。可见我这个对真理上的持守恐怕还不够呢。
The Lord said, and many left. But when I said it, the number increased. So maybe I'm still not that much into the truth.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为主耶稣是与神同行的。
Because the Lord walked with God.
神叫他说什么，他就说什么。
Whatever God tells him to say, that's what he speaks.
神叫他做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever God tells him to do, that's what he does.
他从来都不在乎人的感觉是怎样的。
He's not careful about, you know, what men feel.
所以主就看见这么多人都走了。
And so the Lord sees so many people leaving.
主就回过来对他这个几个门徒说了，跟着他的门徒说。
And then, he looked at his disciples and said to them.
主对他说：“你们也要离开我去了吗？”
And the Lord said, "Will ye also go away?"
感谢主，总有几个人里面是清楚的。
But thank the Lord, there are a few, who are clear within.
所以彼得就说了。
And then Peter said,
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
意思说，你有永生之道，我们跟呢。
That's what he meant. You have the word of life, so we will follow you.
所以今天呢，这对我们也是个鼓励。
This is an encouragement to us today.
不管你听到听懂了没有。
No matter whether you understand or you don't understand the message.
你里面有个心智。
You have this desire and will in your heart.
你要与神同行。
You want to walk with God.
无论怎样跟。
No matter what, I will follow.
啊，听不懂我也跟。
Even I don't understand, I will still follow.
那么到后来我们晓得使徒们都懂了，对不对？
We know in the end, all the apostles understood.
你看约翰最终到晚年的时候写约翰福音写在这中，约翰是完全明白，对不对？
We see in this old age, John wrote the Gospel of John and he completely understood.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要跟从主。
And that's why we have to follow the Lord.
你看彼得在那个时候啊，他有这么样一个认识认定主。
We know that Peter at that time, he knows the Lord and he was firm.
但是呢，彼得也有失败的时候，对不对？
But we know he also had time of defeat.
我们看见主耶稣钉十字架之前，彼得一个大失败。
We know that before the Lord was crucified, Peter had a great failing.
在那个时候我们看见好像这个彼得恐怕这一生大概完了。
And then we think, oh, that must be the end of Peter.
但是呢，主能从失败中把他挽回过来。
But then the Lord can restore him from his failure.
并且呢，彼得后来的跟随主与神同行的光景更美好的。
And we see how beautiful was his walk with the Lord in the end.
在旧约时代中，他是用与神同行这个字，这个词。
in the Old Testament, walk with God is the phrase that was used.
在新约时代呢，我们知道这就是跟从主。
And then in the New Testament, we know the usage is follow the Lord.
今天我们怎样与神同行呢？
Today, how do we walk with God?
我们是在圣灵的带领之下与神同行。
We walk with God under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们。
In the book of Colossians, Paul told us,
那里讲到说呢，我们要这个行走在主里面。
It says that we have to walk in the Lord.
今天我们不是在外面跟从主。
We are not outwardly walking.
我们是在灵里面跟从主。
It's in the spirit that we follow the Lord.
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
他深知我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness so well.
他知道我们没有力量跟从。
He knows we are weak in following.
所以他差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
是圣灵引导我们在地上跟从主。
And so the Holy Spirit leads us from within to walk with God.
今天我们都很清楚，神的路就是主的自己。
We know that the way of God is the Lord Himself.
就圣灵能保守我们一直活在基督里。
Only the Holy Spirit can keep us in Christ.
能保守我们不离开基督。
And keep us not to leave Christ.
而能保守我们能够一直行走在基督里。
And then keep us to walk in Christ.
所以我们看见《使徒行传》以后
，And so after the book of Acts,
门徒们就不是在外面跟从主耶稣。
And so the disciples are not outwardly following the Lord.
他们是在圣灵的带领之下跟从主耶稣。
So under the leading of the Holy Spirit, they follow the Lord.
他们真实。实的达到了与神同行的这个实际。
And so they have reached the reality of walking with God.
所以我们满心的感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord with our whole heart.
神喜欢我们能与他同行。
The Lord wants us to walk with Him.
但愿我们里面也有一个意愿，愿意。
And hope that within us we have this willingness and desire to walk with Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要再被提醒，我们已经来到末后的时代。
We have to be reminded once again that we have reached the end.
不仅外面有着许多的瘟疫。
Not only outside, there are so many plagues.
这个世界也变得空前的混乱。
This world is empty and confused.
哇，我这一生呢，几十年呢，这段日子真是碰见我们前所未有碰见的事，对不对？
These few years we have met things that we've never seen before.
没有想到有一天一个病毒能够影响全世界，你看。
We don't know that a virus can affect the whole world.
把我们都困在家里了。聚会也没办法聚，你看。
And we're all like in prison in our house. We cannot even gather together.
而这社会整个国家都非常的混乱。
And the whole country is in turmoil.
今天我们的确来到末后的时代。
We have come to the end times.
但愿我们里面能够听见神的呼召。
May we hear the call of God.
起来与神同行。
Rise up and walk with God.
我再说。
Again, I say.
这个与神同行会给我们带来极大的福分。
Walking with God will bring us great blessings.
一个就是我们可能活着被提。
One is we have the chance of being raptured while we're living.
还有一个，我们能够逃脱神在末世对这个世界的大审判。
And secondly, we can escape the judgment that God will bring to this world.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们还在不多的时间的里面。
In this short amount of time that we have.
但愿每个弟兄姊妹都是与神同行的人。
May each brother and sister be one who walk with God.
我想我们今天晚上这个交通就停在这里。
So we will stop our fellowship for tonight here.
请我们低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you with our whole heart.
你的恩典，我们实在是述说不尽。
Your grace, like we cannot even count.
你所给我们的，这是远超过我们所求所想的。
What you have given us is beyond what we asked for.
我愿你给我们一个柔软的心。
May you give us a soft heart.
让我们能够听进你的话语。
That we can listen and take your word in.
并且能顺服你的教导。
And we can submit and obey your teaching.
在末后的世代。
In this end time.
我们能过着一个有福的生活。
That we can have a blessed life.
主啊，我们真是好像来到挪亚的时代。
We really have come to the days of Noah.
我们求你救我们脱离这外面一切可怕的情况。
Lord, save us that we can escape from all these scary things in outside.
愿我们和我们的家都蒙恩在你的跟前。
Amen.
May we and our family be have your grace.
让我们不仅自己与神同行。
Not only will we walk with the Lord individually,
也带领我们的全家都与神同行。
Amen.
But we will bring our family to walk with you.
也叫我们很多单身的弟兄姊妹，也能鼓励所有的同伴都起来与神同行。
Amen.
And for our single brothers and sisters, that they will encourage their companion to rise up and walk with you.
我们谢谢你对我们的心说话。
Lord, we thank you so much for speaking to our hearts.
我们渴望那个荣耀的日子降临的时候。
Lord, we hope that when the glorious day arrives,
我们能够活着被提。
That we will be raptured alive.
我们也能逃脱将来的大审判。
Amen.
And we can escape that great judgment.
主啊，求你用你的恩典保守每一位亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
Lord, may you use your grace to keep each and every brothers and sisters.
我们再次把我们的敬拜归给你。
Again, Lord, we give you all our worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is by the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.